Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to an extraordinary night here at Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting? I mean, right now, breathe that one in. What my heart knows is it's reflecting your divine mastery, because that's why you've tuned in right here, right now. And of course, on a very special night when our amazing monthly co-host, Jess Juntanen, joins us in just a little bit as well. And my beloved husband.
Our producer to turn on the custom streaming service.
Okay. You might have heard that to turn on. He's saying that he did. And it is saying that we are custom live streaming service, Sri. I don't know what that means, honey.
I don't see it. Stream.
Okay, so the stream is not showing, is what we're being told. So I don't know how to handle this, so no, I'm not appreciating this.
Okay, now it's up.
Thank you. And so forgive us, please. My husband is such an angel. He is so good and kind. And we both, just to share it out loud, just literally ran up from our Temescal 5 minutes ago, where we just did the opening of tomorrow's San Pedro journeys. And I do want to share that it was one of the most beautiful ceremonies we've done in the Temescal to date, a lot of new birthing. And I believe this is because, number one, the energy of the week. And number two, because we are this weekend. And so you have got to make a note to be at Sri and Kira Live next Sunday. You want to be there live. This Saturday, here at Tosa Blue Mountain, we will have the Taita, the grandfather, the one who is carrying this lineage, the incredible being that we have been working with doing ceremonies at Chobshi, here at Tosa Blue Mountain, because he heard about the ancient city. They are the Kanyari carriers. These are the story keepers. And they're coming here this Saturday to do a ceremony to talk to the Kanyari gods that have called forward the opening of the city. And so I want to share that with you, because all of this is just happening almost in real time. And we have just completed a beautiful new solar cross around the four directionals fire pit. And tonight was our first fire ceremony that Sri and I still smell like smoke. And so I really want to share that beloved energy with you in this moment right now, because what we are noticing in the 6 days of one of October that have come forward here is that that spaciousness and the blessing of having called in that 1 year of mastery wisdom in September has birthed in incredible ways. Now, before I go any further, before I expand upon all of that and you unwrap it all and go, wow, Kira, where are we going tonight? We're in the moment of a consciousness collision. It is literally happening as we speak. Now, the blessing of this moment in October is that it is about truth. Remember, the whole month is about truth. It is about love in all of its different forms, and it's about fear. So before we go any further, get into those phone lines. Give us a buzz over at 517-208-1500. That's already filling up pretty well. Also, remember, we have the 800 number. Please give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And you can get into the queue to speak with myself or with Jess, who will be joining us shortly. I also do want to give a big shout out over at YouTube. Thank you for joining us, whether you're at Official Sri and Kira or whether you're at Oneness Talk Radio. We are so grateful that you are here and that we are broadcasting. We are every week, we are still broadcasting. We are happy. Tell your friends. And remember, if you ever cannot find us, write this down. You've got two other places to find us. OnenessTalkRadio.com, where you can see, you can chat, you can hear, and also BBSRadio.com. So remember, we're always at one of those two if you can't find us at YouTube. And I know there's lots of you finding us there right now, along with all of the affiliates that we are grateful that support Soul Mirrors. So my angels, as we move forward right now, I want you to really pay attention to this, where you are in this week right now. What is happening in your life right now? Because just 2 days ago, we entered into this profound moment that has once again come back out of the infinite experience that we are having in the year of 2020 and all of the things that are happening in many dimensional realms, no matter how that sounds, that is what's happening. And as we move through this together, as we come into this moment this week, as we narrow our focus, as we literally bring our consciousness into this moment of density, this experience right now, the collision is that the density energy has become so loud, so attractive, so smart, so filled. It's like it's a smorgasbord of density out there that it's just too attractive to the ego. And because of that, many, many are feeling a pull in a way that they have never felt it before, because the strength of that which is seeking to stop you is a perpetuating mechanism of the way that was. And the you that is raising consciousness, and remember, it was Einstein who even said this, you will not shift your consciousness, or excuse me, you will not change the problems or solve the problems of society from the level of consciousness that birthed them. So if you are in that birthing of your expanded consciousness, if you have said yes to that awakened awareness, which begins by saying yes to you and seeing the ego for what it is and starting to love yourself even more, that's where you begin. And as you expand through all of that into right now, the moment at hand is looking at you and saying, make a choice and experience it. So I want you to kind of roll back to August for a minute, because the energy of ascended presence comes through awareness, experience, choice, and it's a constant spiral. It never stops. It's just, what are you aware of? What are you experiencing? And what is your choice? And are you conscious of what's happening, or is this happening kind of on autopilot? And so when we wake up, when we realize what we didn't realize, when we see what we hadn't seen, when we give ourselves permission to see it and to not question that which we are, that's the moment awareness is birthed. And then we move through experience, and then we move to choice. Well, the reason I'm giving you that thumbnail recap is because let's go back to August. In August, on the Lion's Gate of 8-8, we birthed the ignition of the golden chalice that thereby called forward for all the resurrection of the divine feminine energy, riding in like a lioness and coming in the unified field of energy. So of course the masculine is going, I'm not sure how I feel about this, right? So hence, you know, we started yet another, it was like the struggle within the struggle. And if you've been paying attention to or watching any of the things that Sheree and I have been putting out all year, starting go back early last year, you see what's happened and how this came to be. So that was a month of choice energy, because we're always going through these cycles. We go through them all the time. There's cycles within cycles within cycles within cycles. So from the monthly linear experience, August was a choice month. So the choice that you made, whether you were conscious of it or not, has its awareness in September. Well, what happened in September? In September, we went into this visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. It was an awareness month, and the entire month felt very compressed and condensed, because the gift, and it is a gift, of having 1 year's worth of mastery pulled forward into that month was gifted to the all, which means without limitation, everyone is 1 year wiser. Now, how you receive that wisdom, if you are aware of that wisdom, if you are able to even be conscious of it, these are all different experiences of that. However, the bottom line is, in the all, it is without limitation. It is without judgment. It is the all. So the all has had this year jump. So what the universe is offering us if we are able to transcend the limitation of our own mind, because we are absolutely convinced we live in a linear world. So if we can really transcend that, just even for a moment, just lift through it, just give yourself a moment, just pretend it, then in that moment, you do have that gift of knowing now, right? You know, and so back then is now, with tomorrow's awareness. That's what September gave you. So you are gazing at October a year from now and being gifted an opportunity through the energy of October to balance March and April. Now, those of you that have been, again, paying attention to what Sri and I offer, you know I put out those energy flows in January, so you'll understand what this means more. But regardless, the October energy is coming in as a crucible point between March and April of this current year. And because of that, that 12 and 1 intensity of the awareness of having it in your face in September has become the October truth revealed, no matter what. And no matter what, and I've been talking about this for weeks now, that October will be the truth revealed, is the truth revealed, that you won't be able to hide it. But it won't matter, because it's not about the truth anymore. It's about the consciousness that meets it. And so I want you to really breathe that in, because Einstein was right on so many beautiful things. This beautiful, beloved being that came in and said, let's remember there are ways that we can communicate through the multidimensional realms without people calling us crazy. And so this extraordinary being seeded so much into the planetary experience. And just recently, I was reading a phenomenal article on the black hole experience, proving Einstein right yet again. And so in a world where we seek to prove it wrong until we get tired and it's finally shown to us, what if we started just knowing? What if we could move through in this moment? In this moment right now, and say, you know what? I know that we are at a moment where there is a collision of consciousness coming forward. I am aware through the September awareness. And right now, and this week specifically, because we are in the 12 days to the retrograde, remember, this is what happened Sunday, 2 days ago. Hopefully you watched Stream Care Live. 2 days ago, we got into this incredible pre-Mercury retrophase experience. And this Mercury retrograde is going to be extraordinary. And we have Mars lighting up the night sky. It's just a phenomenal moment to say yes. But the intensity of September in the experience of October, going from 12 days as one to 6 days as one, if you are in the moment of your true choice awareness experience, get ready for lift off, right? It's extraordinary. And this week is all about it. You're putting things in motion. You're getting it ready. You are in lift off because you are in that energy. And if you are resisting, if you are not in that energy, if you are living in that loop of awareness, experience, choice, that's totally subconscious, it's going to feel like a pressure cooker. And you're going to just not be sure you can make it happen. And this is why so many are finding themselves stuck, because they don't quite believe themselves enough, yet they're not ready to let go of what they know is true. That's when you're in pain. And so this is a week to free your pain. And that's why I had to have Jess on, because in this week of freeing our pain, it's about each one of us saying yes to who we are in ways we have never done before. And so Jess, come on in and join this amazing conversation. Hey, there she is. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Namaste and welcome, gorgeous. It is such a gift to see you here tonight.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me. Hello to everybody on this really spectacular, amazing evening, amazing month. I'm blown away by everything going on.
Yeah, I hear you. I really do. And you know, Jess, I want you to jump in here. I know you've been tracking with what I've been saying. Jump in. What's going on around you?
Yeah, it's fascinating to really feel these energies that are playing out that you're talking about, right? And seeing where people really stand in their truth, you know, or are trying to run from it desperately, but at the same time, you know, not really able to. It's like very intense for people I'm noticing that haven't really had that wake up moment yet. They're getting shaken, stirred. and those that have been saying, you know, yes, and have been already, you know, in that energy of like, what am I birthing and tracking with this, are having phenomenal manifestations. It's just crazy amazing. I can't believe how much is coming together in my own life, you know, and others around me. It's absolutely remarkable.
Well, this is when the consciousness collision has been focused onto that absolute knowing, you know, that absolute gift that says, okay, I get it. I really, really get it. And you have that steadfast commitment, focused awareness, complete trust. You and I were having a conversation earlier, and I'd really like to pick up on it because, as you know, right now in October, we're at this, you know, these 12 days leading up to the Mercury retrograde when you're doing your retreat, which I love. You're doing your retreat on the retrograde. Yeah, hello. Of course, it's amazingly successful. So excited for you. So in this 12-day buildup, so to speak, right, as we're moving into this, we know that the 16th is going to be another, it's like the way my heart feels it is like we're amplifying. Right? We're moving into, and you can feel it almost like a little bit of pain, right? A little bit of pain because there's that, hey, I know things are really amplifying. But what's so profound is that this is bringing us to the 16th, which is going to be that incredible, not only is it a new moon up level, it is a incredible, I mean, it's just, I don't even know how to describe what's coming in. This Mercury retrograde with Mars so close to the planet is going to be like this shiny mirror, right? Reflecting everything back at you. And so we're being given, it's like the 12 days of Christmas, right? We're being given these 12 days to decide, what do I want it to reflect, right? And so how we get to that is going to decide what reflects back to us, and it's going to stay, it's going to stick through early December. So how do we want to ride December, all the way through
amazing.
December? Right. So when I share that, what are you experiencing?
I'm excited, you know, but I do feel that tightening of the solar plexus that probably everyone's experiencing as we share this, a little bit of just, uh-oh.
I just was like, oh my God, I felt that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that tightening that you're talking about, I really want to get to the bigger question because it really brings us to the discussion I want to continue to have. And we have lots of people holding on all of the lines. We do still have a couple lines open at the 800 number, guys, 888-627-6008 and 517-208-1500. Looking pretty full. You might still be able to get in there. So here it is, Jess, and it's the big kahuna question. So we have these conversations. We know what's happening. And then I want to bring two things in at once because we're still talking about October, and I think it's time to be talking about this right now. And that is that we need to get clear on, what are you willing to do about it? In other words, what are you really willing to do about any of the things that you're aware of? Because at the end of the day, that's really what it's about. What are you willing to do about it? Not what are you willing to talk about? Not are you willing to fantasize about? Not are you willing to gripe about with your partners in pain? But what are you, the sacred union, the soul, what are you really willing to do about it? And to get clear and at peace with what that is. Because what I'm noticing, Jess, is that a lot of people are sitting on a fence and they're in pain. And so, you know, get clear. If this is playtime, and this is something that you just, whatever. Okay, then get clear. And then you're free, right? Your clarity is your freedom. And so I'm sharing this with you because you also know, and I want to kind of weave these two together, if you don't mind. This month, October 31, is going to be a massive moment of presence, right? And how many of you did you almost just feel that in your heart?
Yeah, I had to bring my hand there and take a breath through my heart. Breathe.
So those of you that have been following and have the up-level calendar that you can get at shrinkcare.com for a donation, a lot of you have written me over the year telling me how I screwed up and didn't put anything down for October 31. And I've been very good about just, yep, so it is. The reason being is that, and this is the time to release it. And I was asked to release it. October 31 is literally the day we just want to skip over. We just want to go from October 30th to November 1. And this is a day where, of all the days to be asked to spend the day in presence, in silent internal presence for the day, just in presence for the planet, spending a full day not engaging the internet, not engaging your phone from sunup to sundown. And you can do whatever you want. You can go party like crazy, whatever you want. But sunup to sundown, no electronics, just you holding presence for yourself and for the planet. And so just as we have that coming up, and as we are in the energy of this pre-Mercury retrograde right now, that's going to go into that on the 16th. And then we're going to be in that when this 31 moment comes, and being in that mirror that's getting ready to support us. The question is, what are you willing to really do about that? And so I'm really wanting to bounce that off of you, because yeah, you've walked that, especially in this consciousness collision of truth, love, and fear. They seem to be good partners.
They like to hang out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You know, and when you say, you know, what are you willing to do about it? You know, I hear some questions pop up that people have, like, it feels like it has to be something massively huge. But it really just has to be what brings you joy, like what makes your heart sing. I mean, it can be, it's actually simple, and we overcomplicate things. So to really be in this energy now, what are you willing to do to be happy, to be the joy that you are? You know, it's like, maybe for some people that means it's like, I got up and got dressed and showered and, you know, greeted the world. And that's amazing, right?
Why
like,
not?
Yeah, you know, and yeah, then maybe for someone else, it's like, I'm going to go give a speech in front of, you know, a lot of people or something. You know, it's going to be different for everybody. So it's really important to stop like worrying about what we think we should be doing or have to be doing, and actually honestly say, what do I actually want with my soul, you know, and how am I going to create that in my little corner? Because as we do, we amplify it so huge into the world. If we're in the peace, love, and joy, that's touching everything. And it really, it's supposed to be fun. It really is.
Well, I thank you, because it is. And, you know, I'm giggling because I'm thinking about last night, right? We resumed Monday Magic, and it was outrageous to open up the Galactic Encyclopedia. And I was thinking about Archangel Zadkiel, just as you said that, saying, well, the next time you drink your fermented grape and dance in little circles, you know, remember we are with you. And that is always such a tongue-in-cheek yet important reminder that it is meant to be fun. And I want to go back to something you and I were chatting about earlier as well, because I know that it might ruffle some feathers. And I really want us to chat about that. And that is that we have found the retreat that you and I were both discussing, how this retreat that started last March, it was March 13 when they shut down Ecuador. And so it started last March. And here we are in October, going back to March, right? In March, April, October is going to bridge them both. And that it has really been an extraordinary time. And absolutely, talking about why that was so. So let's dive into that, because, you know, this is really, I think, a valuable, almost scientific experiment.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, we're making history in action here. And
right?
Really, yeah, seeing what's happening. And I love how October is bringing this kind of like, I mean, it's the pyramid and that energy of like kind of completion, like how are we going to ride out this October? And how are we going to feel that retreat that, you know, a lot of us initially in March that were on a spiritual path anyway, said, oh, thank God, I can be inside and do my things and not feel like I have to, you know, go to obligations. Like for a lot of us, we went, oh, good, I can just like take this time to do this work. Yeah. And somewhere in between then these months, you know, a lot of people have kind of just swirled off into density or kind of forgot the retreat aspect. So this October energy is, I think, just like yummy, inviting us to say, hey, remember like how you were really taking care of yourself and really, you know, doing the things that mattered. Like it's really important to keep doing that.
Well, you know, I really want to share that because the word fatigue is coming up in a lot of places. And a couple of weeks ago, Sri and I were talking about spiritual fatigue, that many people are like, you know, what they started in March, because like in March, it was on March 13 when Sri and I went on the air and said, look, we're going to start doing more. It's when Monday Magic was birthed. I was like, we're in this with you. We'll be on the air as much as we can. Let's come together as community. And we're still doing that. We never stopped. You know, we've never stopped delivering food. We've never stopped reaching out there. Yeah. We've never stopped doing everything that started. And, you know, it has expanded and is expanding. And during that time, there have been times of challenge. There have been times where, you know, like today, my morning started at 4:45 and I literally have not stopped. And yet I am ecstatically happy. You know, there is the body that at times comes forward, right? I think we all have those experiences where the body comes forward and goes, you got to eat. And I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. So you're like, thank you, body, right? Thank you for reminding me. Thank you for being in charge, right? Of that, you know, because that's the balance. And then there's that inspiration that I'm learning to almost have to mitigate, because it's less and less sleep and it's more and more inspiration. And I do feel, Jess, that one of the true tricks is not engaging the media. That Sri and I, I think we have a couple things that we're very blessed with that you are as well, which is we have an amazing community, right? This community is the best. Every time we all connect, we're all getting as much as you are, right? We're amazing together. Together, we are better, right? So I think that's the first thing we all have in common. The next thing that Sri and I are very blessed with is Tosa Blue Mountain and the ability to be able to offer that energy out the way we're doing it right now. That's, you know, that it's tangible. And that it's really out there, because we know that all of the places we were guided to anchor points, all of the places we've been around the world, this was the one, this was the final resting place. And so here we are and here we are, right? And that no matter how fatigued we may be, is it really so much to ask to say yes to our children's future? Is that really so much to ask? Because that's where I go Jess. When it gets to the point where everything's conspiring for me to stop, I mean, everything, when it's just like, wait a minute, why is this, this, and this at the center? And I think we each need to discover what that is in ourselves. What is the immutable thing that at its core, you'll never stop. Yeah, and for me, it's your future. It's not only your future, Jess, because it's going to be your children's future and the fact that their children deserve a future. Because if we don't stand up right now, we are already further than we've ever been. So do we really want to stop here? You know, do we really want to do that? And or can we say yes to that which we know we are capable of expanding into? And so I want to talk about this fatigue moment as well. So what keeps you going? Because I know you're hitting this. You're a single mom. You've got two kids. You're virtually homeschooling them right now. Plus you're running a household. You just moved. It's like every stressor on the planet. And look at you, you're radiant. So I'm sitting back and drinking tea. I want to know the secret here.
Self-ascension is great. Oh my God. I don't know what I would do without staying focused on this path. And, you know, it's really important what you were sharing, that we find that thing within us, because I have my moments. When virtual schooling started and I elected to do that option, I totally had a meltdown for like a day or two. You know, I just like, I was still here knowing, you know, but I mean, I had to just let my body and mind and emotions and everything just go, oh my gosh, please no. But what really, you know, there's always like, I have such a certainty now, like from just staying on this path. It's like, I have seen time and time again, and I know like who I am without doubt anymore, you know? So it's like that piece and that question of, what kind of ancestor do I want to be? You know, what kind of ancestor, what do I want to seed the planet with right now? What do, you know, like, and like you said, if we can think of nothing else, it's like thinking about the future and what we want to leave can pull us right out of that moment that we're having where we're saying, I can't. And then you think about, yeah, your kids or something else, or like, what would it really look like if you did give up all the way? If you just play that out, usually you don't want to do it.
That is, I love that, because Archangel Zadkiel would be the first to say, and go for it. Right. So I love,
Let yourself feel it all.
But I love letting that be, moving that actually into the ascended presence by making it a conscious choice instead of one that's just a lateral spin that keeps you out of control.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, what would you do if you just did let it all go and just collapse? You know, if I ask myself that, it's like, I always will get to like, I'm not, never mind. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm open. Okay.
That's the mastery practice, isn't it?
It is.
You know, that really is it.
We will do that dance while we're here. You know, it's like we're here in this human form. We signed up for this amazing experience and to feel everything we feel and experience it through this lens of this form and this beautiful planet, you know, and we love this planet. You know, those of us that came here, like, we wanted to be here for this. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, what am I going to really do? Just came here and be like, nah, I decided not to go with the deluxe option.
I want the crummy option.
I'm going to go stay at the Motel 6. I changed my mind.
Oh yeah, right. And I'll pay extra for the towels. Oh my gosh, honey. No.
We don't want that.
No,
I mean, some people may came and wanted that. That's fine. But I'm pretty sure if you're watching us right now, you didn't want that.
Well, and here's the key. If you know you did, then right on.
Then do like, it.
Right, if you're really clear, then right on. Because in the end of the day, this is all an illusion too. You know, and the depth of the mastery that is being made available to us all is humbling, knee bending and awe inspiring. And the one thing, Jess, that is truly unfolding for the all is this opportunity to expand consciousness in a way that we have not done before. Thereby, right? I mean, come on, right? That's why do I have them here? Oh, that's why last night on Monday Magic, I had my confetti, right?
Yes.
Here's my confetti, my sparkles. And so, you know, this is that moment. This is that moment. And it's time for each one of us to stand up and say, okay, I know that I can call in these quantum timelines and that in this experience right now, this is where the mastery is being called, because in the moment of creation and expansion, we are at a culminating moment. How we culminate is what we are co-creating. To be consciously aware of it, to be consciously a part of it, is the alchemy. These are the levels we had in the Atlantean lifetimes. Do not ever think that they were more advanced than we are right now. It was simply a different reflection of what we are right now. So the key is that it is with consciousness that experience became what it was. That is why if there is a war, it is a war, not on consciousness, for consciousness, because only you can voluntarily ignite or give away your consciousness. At the end of the day, it's all our own being. It comes down to the core of the victim triangle, where we are the victim, the abuser, and the rescuer. And we are so defined by it that we have forgotten the truth. And it's that moment when we come into sacred union and we break free. And we're being given that right now, Jess. And I think that's why so many people are being pulled away. Because that which would seek to be afraid of that is also very strong.
Very strong, very strong. It's crazy. And at the same time, then I see just like all these beings that are just waking up right now. And they're all going like, whoa, what the heck? You know, so we have to be here holding that space for them.
Yes, you know? That's the, what are you willing to do about it? That's it. Yeah. We have to be out. We all must be outed. And, yes. And you know, and it's like, but only you can out yourself. And that's really the key, because it is no one's right. Right. You know, Archangel Zadkiel, to me, the ultimate golden rule, you know, if there is but one sin, it is to interfere with the path of another, or to allow another to interfere with your path, meaning that you have given away your power and you have abused your power. What a profound, beautiful, extraordinarily accurate. Shri and I have lived by that since the moment it came through. And that's the moment we're at, where that interference is coming in through someone has more passion for their life than you have for yours. So they change your direction. You become directionless.
Oh,
you become
boy.
Less clear.
Yes.
You're kind of, have you seen this? Kind of like the
oh,
old.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right? I've lived that, right?
Right. Hello. Let's put up both hands. I love this. My cuff. Here we go. I do have an arm. No, I don't. Okay. Yeah. I'm a floating hand.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is, it's like, I love that. And I have lived by that too, that are you going to give more power to someone else's story
right.
than your own, you know? And
it's
like, it's time. Like, who are you to not think you have everything inside you, you need to know to move through.
I love that. Yep. Well,
yeah.
It's so true. And, you know, speaking of that, Jess, we have like so many people waiting to talk to us.
Let's
so I'm going to jump right over here. We're going to go over to the Oneness Talk Radio call board right now. And we're going to go to Thailand, because I bet this is Ken. Is this my Kenla?
Namaste, beloved Kira. Mwah. Namaste, dear Jess.
Namaste, hi, sweetheart.
I love you.
We love you so much. Go ahead.
I think we got a second echo, so I'll slow down. That's our monsoon season. Hey, October 31st, you know I'm going to be in the ancient capital of Sukhothai with Sam. And I want you to know we're sending up fire lanterns for both you and Shri and all of Tosa. 7 years ago, I was with you and Shri and a group on this exact festival of light. Before that, we have 9 days of the divine feminine, Navaritri here. It feels like a time of no other, like no other. And I would be so honored, beloved, if you would give me a mini soul reading.
Well, first of all, thank you for the one you just gave me, because as you were sharing that memory of 7 years ago, I just want to say that Anam Sumanam was with us. And so I immediately saw her smile, and right. And I was standing right next to her, and she and I sent up our lanterns together. And, you know, she was my best friend of that world. And anyway, I'm just thanking you, Ken. That was also a very special night for you. There was a lot that happened there. And thank you for that reminder that on that night, at a time when our world really needs it, that you will once again be exactly where you and Sam are meant to be, and that you really are sending my heart with you and the heart of the planet. And we thank you for your service. And it's sincerely thank you for that moment, because it really did lock a lot into place. And it really brings me to the soul reading for you as well, my love, and thank you for the honor. And it is that you're ready to lock everything into place. They're saying that things like you have all these components and they're getting ready to go click, click. It's like three. It's like one, two, three. And it's like, I see it as October, November, December. And it's like, look out, January, here you come. And so thank you for the blessing you've given us all, honey. I want you to really breathe that in. And Jess, would you like to share anything with our beloved Kenla?
Just that I see you is the beautiful full moon reflecting the light of the sun onto all that are around you. And it's just very beautiful to experience. Thank you for being here and shining.
Thank you, Ken. We love you
so
much.
Much love to you. Much, much love.
Thank you, my love. Many blessings. Namaste.
Bye. Namaste.
Mm-hmm. Jess, are you feeling that?
Feeling it feels good. I love the energy that Kenla just brought in that's coming in from all these corners of the planet right now. Being able to really connect and feel everyone's light is such a extraordinary gift. I love
and
this.
You can feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of everyone's light, I do want to share that if you ever have an opportunity to be in Thailand, number one, just go to Ken, but I mean, make sure he helps you get there. But number two, the Festival of the Lamps, I remember, Jess, it was, it's one thing to see pictures. It's one thing to see a video. And Ken, we were so blessed. We were at this remote monastery. We were the only group there. And sending up these lamps, these lanterns is, I didn't know, it just not in my consciousness that this was that same day. And so it really brings me a sense of joy and buoyancy that on the night we need it, on the day that we're really going to want to be in that experience, those lamps will be going up at the same night that we are all going to be in silence during the day. So we're all going to begin our day with these lamps going off. I mean, it's because it's
amazing.
It's so fabulous. It's just so fabulous. So I love that. I love that. And I just had to celebrate that energy in that moment. And you, my angel. Mwah. Thank you. Oh, wow. All right. You ready for another caller, Jess?
Yes.
All right. Because we just have so many that are on the line here. Okay. It looks like we're going to go to, New Jersey. No, New York. I think it's New York. Namaste, New York. Welcome. Hi.
Namaste.
Hi,
Namaste.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad I made it on tonight. I can't believe it. Awesome. I just wanted to say how incredible. I watched the Talis video today and I felt that energy. It really, really was just empowering.
Yes.
During the 3 months,
It's okay.
You know, I've had this overwhelming feeling that I was going to be okay. And today that energy just like came all together, really all together. And I just wanted to say thank you for that video today. It came like perfect timing. If you can, a mini soul reading.
Oh, Angel, I love you so much. Like, I'm just like, I love you so much. I'm just holding you right now because you are such a, when you're asking for the soul reading, I feel this heavy energy on your physical heart that's lightening, that's like just lifting, just going away. And I'm seeing this, it feels like, how do I describe this? Like a beautiful, the word they're giving me is gossamer. So that's the word I'm going to give you. Like this gossamer energy floating through you and just like clearing you out, clearing you out, clearing you out, clearing you out. You might even get some sinus stuff going on for a couple of days because you are really clearing out. And they're saying that your ears are getting ready to hear that which you have always known. Your eyes are getting ready to see in ways you have never seen before. And your life is getting ready to move forward in the ways of your dreams because you have kept the pace and are paying attention. They're saying the more you pay attention, the more you trust yourself, the faster this is going to go. And they're saying, fear not, because the road has already been opened before you. And no matter what, you won't get off. And so I want you to just really breathe that and feel that there is so much support and love and like reassurance energy coming in around you. And as I say that to you, I feel this energy of the heart lift up through the throat. So I want you to really breathe that in and receive that blessing. And Jess, did you want to add anything?
No, that was really, really beautiful. And this, just the adding of this energy of the grandmother that's walking with you right now is really profound. She came in right when you started talking. My hands went right to my heart and we're doing this like fluttering motion too, you know, just that moving and breathing your energy up. And remember that you come from a powerful lineage of ancestors and beings, and you have so much power and so much energy around you supporting this. So thank you for bringing the energy of the grandmothers into this call. Thank you.
Don't we love it? Thank you, my love. We love you so much.
Thank you.
Namaste. Many blessings.
Namaste.
Whoo, Jess, thank you. I just love the grandmothers. And you know, that comes back to that August energy. And, you know, Ken mentioned something that I haven't talked about yet, but, you know, we are getting Navaratri is coming in with the Mercury retrograde. So this is Durga riding in saying, you cannot ignore me.
Yeah. You wonder why I have been feeling her lately.
Uh-huh. No, this is her moment, right?
This is her. Yeah.
This is her. And so she's riding in, and think about the August 8-8 lioness. And now you've got Durga with the lion riding in, saying with this incredible Mercury retrograde, saying, sorry, you're not going to ignore me now. How you like me now? Right?
I mean,
woohoo. This is WWA on steroids.
Come which on.
Really. And if you have not taken WWA, get to wwaglobal.com, get the home study, get it, do it. I don't know why you wouldn't, because this is the moment. This is the moment. And I'm just like, feeling that energy building. And I keep going up to my crown. You guys, there's like so much crown energy tonight. Are you feeling that, Jess?
Absolutely. Yeah. It started before the call, right before we came in. I was like, wow.
Right. Yeah. No. And that's what's going on. That's the week that's before us. And Jess, let's jump over to BBS radio. And we've got somebody over at the 800 number. We've got Kelsey from Kansas City. Hey, Kelsey from Kansas City. Welcome.
Hi. Super excited to be on with you guys tonight. I've never gotten to speak to Jeff before.
Yay.
I'm getting ready to make a major move back down to the Bible Belt in Albany, Georgia. It's going to be something big for me. I feel called to go and spread all of our energy down there. Recently left there actually 2 years ago, and we'll be returning exactly 2 years to the day. So I'm hoping to get some guidance on that whenever, you know, you're able to do a mini soul reading or however you feel led to speak to me tonight.
Well, first of all, Angel, only a master could consciously do what you are doing. So we are affirming together your incredible mastery presence. And having said that, as you were sharing, I was opening up, I'm going to turn around. I don't know if I can get it, if you can see, but right here, this top part of the spine, right beneath where the neck and you know, right there, that those first three vertebrae right there creaked. Mm-hmm. And so that the angelic energy that you are, and your shoulders were feeling like, I keep feeling this need to have to really do my shoulders. You know, I would do lots of the flap and clap practice, lots and lots of the flap and clap. And what's happening is that all that you have activated, all that you have brought forward is really getting ready to suspend and hold you. It's as if you are the angel sprouting your wings and your angelic presence is hovering with you. You know, you are lift up into that, feel that, because right now it's these giant wings and you're literally hovering, gazing at the you that is working through this angelic presence of mercy and compassion and is coming forward into an energy. And they're saying that this energy for you will shift everything. And as you remember the angelic presence and open more, you will be guided through your presence. Remember that it is who you are, not what you say, that will bring forward that which you know you are being called to offer. And so I want you to breathe that into your, I want you to breathe that into your heart. And Jess, is there anything you'd like to share?
You're holding such a massive portal of energy that I went right there as Kira was giving that reading. I definitely would say listen to this again after this show. Listen to the recording a few times and really just tune into that, like the cycles within the cycles that you are completing, initiating. Yes, you are a master. Yes, you are.
And keep loving you.
Yes.
Thank you, my angel. We love you. And you're breaking up really bad, so we're going to ask our producer to mute your line. I'm sorry, honey, but I know you hear us, and I'm sure we're breaking up because of the energy.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely sure of it. Yeah. Wow. All right. Wow. Powerful, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like during the course of this show, we have traversed so many dimensions, and it's like we're coming through this portal that we started an hour or whatever ago, and we're coming out this other side going,
oh, whoa. Hi. But see, how many of our 6 days did we just do?
I know.
Right? That's the gift of October, is that it's a spacious six instead
it's
of a
nice.
September 12,
it's nice.
Right?
It's you know? Nice. Earlier, I came in yeah. once and I was like, oh, okay, I'm done with that day. What's going on today?
Exactly. What day is it now? I mean, that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm like,
what day
wow.
is it now? Hmm.
Right? I mean, seriously, all of you right now, think about this morning and was that just today?
Right.
And that's right. the gift. You know, the gift is the consciousness. You want to squeeze in another caller?
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. We're going to go over to our call board here. And we have someone calling from, it looks like, Allentown, New Jersey. Namaste and welcome. Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste, Kira. Namaste, Jeff. Nice to speak with you.
And you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for everything you do. I listen to your shows every time I get a chance, and it's been awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for the honor.
I would love to get a mini soul reading from you today and see what the guides have to say.
Well, thank you for asking. I am sincerely honored. And first and foremost, honey, wow, right here in your ascended heart, it's like there's a clamp on it. And it's just like my heart is just like, it's like it's being squeezed. Like I'm really having a hard time breathing. And so I really want you to just bring your hands to the center of your chest and really, really say yes to you. I mean, really breathe it in, because there is like this troop, this tribe. I mean, there are all these incredible, I mean, gurus, masters all around you. And they're all standing behind you. And what's interesting is they're all standing and they all have staffs. And some of them are in loincloths and some of them are in saris and some of them are in like lion skins. And they're all in different types of garbs. And some of them are naked and they're all standing around you with their staffs. And they define all identities, meaning it's beyond, there's male, there's female, there's way beyond. And they're all gazing at you and saying, deep within your heart, the truth of who you are, that which has called to you from the time you were born, is in front of you now and inviting you to relax and say yes. Your mind is strong and it has taken you far. And now is the time for you to arise up and out of that which houses the truth of your divine essence, and to finally relax and remember and trust that you are enough and your voice matters. You are ready, for you have spent many lives preparing. It is only you that sits and waits. And we are here with great presence because you have known we have been, and it is our time to be together again. And I want you to really breathe in deep, because I'm like, my heart really hurts. Like my chest really hurts. I'm having to sit back in my chair. So Jess, is there anything you'd like to share?
Oh, just really thank you for calling in, and thank you for continuing to say yes to yourself, no matter what has shown up. And I know the message that just came through for you was for everybody right now. Like there was something for us all to breathe through this moment together. You know, so many of us are healing this heart center and wound. You know, it's time.
It is time. And thank you, my love. We love you so much. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love you, honey.
Thank you.
Namaste. And Jess, believe it or not, we are out of time. How did that happen?
Wild.
Right? And so thank you for this day. I have enjoyed
thank it. Thank you.
And thank you to all of you. And once again, I want to remind you, this Saturday, please send your energy here to Tosa Blue Mountain. We are going to be in sacred ceremony all day long, hearing from the gods of the mountains, from the Kanyari themselves, the keepers of the ancient stories, all going to be shared Sunday on Shri and Kira Live, right here at BBS Radio, right here at Oneness Talk Radio, over at YouTube. Jess, I love you so much. Always such a fun, amazing moment to spend with you. Any final moment for everybody?
Just thank you all for being here and continuing to say, yes, it is so important. Together we're better.
Yes, we are. We love you. Namaste.
.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri Akira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.